Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy TD. In this episode, part two of my week seven recap, we'll talk about the injuries and guys that return from injury. We'll talk about that. Performances of the week, we'll get into that also. Some milestones, guys, from James Harden, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James. We'll talk about that also. A passing in the NBA family, we'll talk about that. A couple of fines for teams, we'll discuss that also. And also, Gallinari, he retires, guys, so we'll talk about his career. So, all that and more, just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And, guys, we are in the midst of the NBA Cup. The quarterfinals are taking place. And then you'll have the semis, which will take place in Vegas, as well as the finals, also in Vegas. But, guys, even before I do that, speaking of the NBA Cup, viewership is up, guys. Viewership is up 90%. Right now, you have more than 40 million viewers of the NBA Cup that's taking place. As far as the NBA Cup games, over 40 million people. And that's before we get to the quarters, the semis, and the finals. So, shout out to the NBA as far as that goes. Looks like interest is up for it, so that's always good. But, nonetheless, we're going to get into all the things. So, we will start first with the injuries and the returns from injuries. Let's start with Kristaps Porzingis, guys. He is back after missing four games. He had an illness. It didn't disclose what it was. He comes back on December 5th to a loss versus the Denver Nuggets. A game in which he played 20 minutes. He did score 25 points and get two blocks. So, nice outing for him, but team comes up short. But Kristaps Porzingis for the Atlanta Hawks. Back in the fold for the Hawks. So, good news for them in that regard. And let us continue. OG Anunoby, guys, for the New York Knicks. Back after missing those nine games with a hamstring injury. Last time I spoke, they didn't have a timetable. So, they must have been playing the cards close to the vest. Because I had no clue he was coming back during week seven, but he did. He came back also on December 5th to a win versus the Utah Jazz. In a game in which they scored the first 23 points, the Knicks did, which they're saying that's a record. No one's ever started out the gate in the era of, you know, keeping track of those sort of things. No one has scored the first 23 points in a game versus a team. Wow. But in that game, OG played 23 minutes and scored 11 points for the Knicks. So, OG, welcome. They welcome him back, guys. And boy, do they need him. So, he's back in the fold for the New York Knicks. Let us continue. Stephon Castle, guys. The promising young player for the San Antonio Spurs. He's returning to the lineup on Monday, December 8th, guys. After missing nine games with a hip injury, guys. And it's going to be a road game versus the New Orleans Pelicans. So, bear that in mind. Stephon Castle, back for the Spurs. Let's continue. On the same night with OG and Porzingis, guys, Paolo Banchero. He's back after missing 10 games with a groin injury. And he comes back to a win on the road versus the Miami Heat, guys. A game that he played 20 minutes in, 9 points and 6 rebounds. So Paolo Banchero, and hey, they need him because, well, I'll give you the news later about one of their key players that went down. But Paolo Banchero back in the fold for the Orlando Magic. Let's continue. Steph Curry, guys. He's nearing a return. So the way they're looking at it, guys, he could be back for December 12th. He's missed 5 games with that quad injury, guys. So they're earmarked December 12th versus the Minnesota Timberwolves could be a time where he returns. He's doing individual workouts, and that's getting ramped up as we speak. So Steph Curry, and boy, do they need him back. They are missing a few of their guys, including Jimmy Butler, and then Draymond Green was having a injury with his foot. So, but Steph Curry, almost back, could be back this week, guys, for the Golden State Warriors. Let's continue. Zion Williamson. You know, guys, I've talked about him for the New Orleans Pelicans. He's out now at least 3 weeks with an abductor injury. So you've heard me talk about him, especially in light of the firing of a Willie Green, how his unavailability, I believe, probably was the undoing of Willie Green for the Pelicans. So now he's out 3 weeks, guys. So we'll see what happens there. In the interim, you'll have guys like Derek Queen, the promising rookie who's been playing well, guys. In fact, they've been starting him, and boy, he's been balling out. So Derek Queen will see his numbers go up. Sadiq Bey is another guy to keep an eye on as far as that goes. But Zion Williamson, once again, unavailable for his team 3 weeks with an injury, abductor injury at that. So there you go. Let us continue. RJ Barrett, guys, it's been announced he'll be out another week with the knee injury. He's been out 9 games and counting, guys. So RJ Barrett, still not ready to come back yet. They're saying another week, guys. So it seems like they're taking this thing week to week. So we'll see what happens. But RJ Barrett for the Toronto Raptors, still out with the knee injury. Another week, at least. Jrue Holiday, he's been out for a while, guys, for the Portland Trail Blazers. So he remains out with a calf injury. He's missed 12 games and counting, guys. So Jrue Holiday, you know, he's been the guy. In fact, when he was in the lineup, they were doing well. They slid a bit as far as record-wise. And now you have guys like Dene Avaja, you have him really handling the ball now. So, you know, he's even dropping triple doubles and all those sort of things. But you need a Jrue Holiday back there, because remember, you're still without Scoot Henderson, another point guard that you desperately need out there on the floor. So hopefully they'll get Jrue Holiday back sooner than later. But as of this moment, still out with a calf injury. Let's continue. Jared Allen, he's going to be out at least a week, guys. He has a finger injury that he's dealing with. And that happened in a November 28th game, a loss, in fact, at Atlanta. But word is he could be back on the 12th as well, December 12th. So keep an eye out for that as far as Jared Allen for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I kind of hinted at this. Franz Wagner, he goes down with a high ankle sprain, guys. And this happens on December 7th at the New York Knicks. So at Madison Square Garden, he goes down in that game. The timetable, and it's just been announced, 2 to 4 weeks, guys. So not too bad as far as the diagnosis. You saw it was a lower leg injury. You didn't know what it was. But thankfully, it's a high ankle sprain. So right now, we're looking at 2 to 4 weeks for Franz Wagner. In their interim, Paolo Banchero, he just got back. So he's going to have to, already coming back, he's got to carry the load. So there you go. But Franz Wagner for the Orlando Magic to miss some time with a high ankle sprain, 2 to 4 weeks. So there you go. And then the last one, Noah Essigun for the Chicago Bulls, the promising young rookie forward. He's been ruled out for the season, guys, with a shoulder injury. He's only played 2 games, guys, but they have ruled him out. He's having a shoulder surgery, so that's going to put him down for the season. So, tough break for the kid. But, you know, this gives him time to come back next season and be full on and ready to go. So, this will be like a red shirt year for the young forward. So, there you go. All right, guys, let us continue. Performances. Let's talk about those. We'll start with Donovan Mitchell, guys. He drops 43 points. Among those, he drops 4 threes, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and a December 1st win at the Indiana Pacers, guys. So Donovan Mitchell having to carry the load, guys. Because you've had Darius Garland in and out of the lineup. And then also, like I just said, Jared Allen. So he's been having to be the offense along with Evan Mobley. So he has the 43 points. And also, you get contributions from rookie Jalen Tyson, guys. 27 points and 11 rebounds. He drops 4 threes in the game. So he does that in support of Donovan Mitchell. And then on the losing side, Pascal Siakam, 26.7 rebounds. So there it is. Let us continue. Kawhi Leonard. He drops 36 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, and a loss, though, at the Miami Heat on December 1st. So Kawhi, he's balling, but the team isn't winning. So, go figure. And then his former teammate, Norman Powell, 30 points, guys. And he has 6 threes in this game. So, Norman Powell giving it to his old team. And Bam Adebayo with a monster game, 27 points, 14 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals for him. So, there you go. Michael Porter Jr., I talked about him last week for all the wrong reasons. Oh, actually, that was 2 weeks ago for all the wrong reasons. This week, I actually have good news on the court. He had a pretty good week. In fact, you could have made an argument for him being player of the week, the kind of week he had. On December 1st, 35 points. He has 7 threes in the game, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a win over the Charlotte Hornets. And then 2 nights later, in another win, he scores 33 points, drops 5 threes in that game with 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. And then Oh, and then in a loss, no, I'm sorry, in a win, in another win, 35 points. He drops 5 threes with 9 rebounds and 2 steals. So Michael Porter Jr., with a fine week and their team getting wins, in fact. So there you go. A nice 3-win week for the Nets. And Michael Porter Jr., the catalyst for that. Also in that game, Nick Claxton has a triple-double. His second of the season, guys. 14 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. So Nick Claxton giving you all-around numbers from the center position. So there you go. And then in that December 3rd game that they beat the Chicago Bulls, Josh Giddey, 28 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. So he has the triple-double, but in a loss, though. So there you have it. But Michael Porter Jr. with a fine week and one that would have been worthy of player of the week if it wasn't for the exploits of Jaylen Brown for the Boston Celtics. Let us continue. Desmond Bane, he's been red hot, guys. 37 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists in a December 1st win over the Chicago Bulls. So Desmond Bane getting his legs under him, and he's starting the ball for the Orlando Magic. This is what they traded for, guys, for him to give you numbers like this. So Desmond Bane balling for the Orlando Magic. Let us continue. Nikola Jokic, he had a fine week, guys. And this is what he does on December 1st, in a loss, though. 29 points, 20 rebounds, 13 assists, and 2 blocks. Good grief. But again, in a loss to the Dallas Mavericks, in a game where Anthony Davis goes off, 32 points, 13 rebounds, and 2 blocks for him to get Dallas that win. Also, they have a rookie there, Ryan Nimhard. Kid is balling. 28 points and 10 assists to get the double-double for the young rookie there. Also, he drops 4 threes in that game. So there you have it. All right, so let us continue on. Luka had a... Oh, I'm sorry, before I get to Luka. Also during the week, Nikola Jokic, in a win, though, he drops a 40-piece, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, in a December 5th win at the Atlanta Hawks. A game where they were down 23 points, guys, and got the win. Also in that game, Jalen Johnson, who's having a fine year, 21 points, 18 rebounds, 16 assists, and 2 steals. So he gets a triple-double, another one for him. And Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who's been playing fine for them since they inserted him in the lineup, 30 points. He drops 5 threes in the game with 5 rebounds. But Denver gets the win. And Nikola Jokic goes off. So there you go. In that regard. And speaking of Jalen Johnson, you heard him do that on the 5th. On the 6th, the very next day, he gets a 30-point triple-double. 30 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, and a win at the Washington Wizards, guys. So Jalen Johnson is balling. And the lost C.J. McCollum, 28 points. He dropped 7 threes. So there you have that. Let us continue. Luka. 38 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists in a December 1st loss to the Phoenix Suns. Thus snapping a 7-game win streak for them. In that game, Dylan Brooks has a fine game. 33 points, guys. Colin Gillespie, He's a player who has come on for them. 28 points. He had 8 threes in that game. Wow. 5 assists, 4 rebounds for the win for Phoenix. Getting that win at the Crypto Center against the Lakers. And then on Sunday, Luka drops a 31-point triple-double. 15 rebounds, 11 assists, and 2 blocks for him in a win at the Philadelphia 76ers, guys. A game in which LeBron, he gets 29 points. So this is his high thus far since he's come back. 4 threes he drops, 7 rebounds, 6 assists in that game. On the losing side, Tyrese Maxey still balling himself. 28 points. He drops 5 threes, 9 assists, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals for him. But Lakers get the win. Let's continue. Anthony Edwards, he has a 44 piece. And he dropped 6 threes along with that, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and an overtime win on December 2nd at the New Orleans Pelicans. A game in which Rudy Gobert went into his vintage bag with 26 points, 13 rebounds for him in that win. That ball club there. So there you have it. Let's continue. SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, doing normal things for him. 38 points. He actually has 5 threes in that game, which, you know, that's pretty big for him. He don't take a lot of threes, but 5 threes and 4 assists for a win at the Golden State Warriors. And then you have the rest of the big three there. Jalen Williams, 22.6 assists. Chet Holmgren, 21.8 rebounds for the win. Karl Anthony Towns, he has a monster game against the Charlotte Hornets on December 3rd in a win. 35 points, 18 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals for Karl Anthony Towns for the New York Knicks. And Jalen Brunson, 26 points, 5 assists in that game. And also, too, LaMelo Ball on the losing side, 34 points. He drops 5 threes in that game, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds for the win. I mean, for the loss for them. Couple more, then I'm done. Actually, this one last one. Zach LaVine, guys, for the Sacramento Kings. 42 points, guys. He drops 8 threes in the game. And a win at the Miami Heat, guys. So Zach LaVine goes off on the road playing the Heat. And Jaime Jaquez Jr., 27.6 rebounds, 6 assists. So there you have it. All right, guys. So that is it for that. Let us continue. Milestones, guys. Let's talk LeBron James. He had his 1,297 game, double-digit game streak snapped. He had it snapped on December 4th at the Toronto Raptors, guys. A game in which he dropped 8 points. It wasn't for lack of trying because he went 4 for 17 from the field. 11 assists and 6 rebounds. Oh, by the way, one of those assists went to Rui Hachimura, whose shot wins the game for the Lakers. So there you have it. But LeBron James, You talk about a streak, man. Nearly 1,300 games of double-digit scoring for LeBron. Wow. That's the kind of history that man is making. So I don't know if we're going to see that kind of run, but there you go. So that's so that happened. So a milestone snapped, if you will. And then Kevin Durant. Guys, he reaches 31,000 points scored in a December 5th win versus his old team, the Phoenix Suns, guys. He's the eighth player to do so. The seven others, LeBron, this is in order, LeBron, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, Dirk Nowitzki, and, of course, Wilt Chamberlain. So, Kevin Durant reaching high heights, 31,000 points over that. So, and right now, guys, as it stands on the career scoring list, if he were to, it's like about less than 60 games left. If he were to score over 1,200 points over the course of this season, he will actually reach Michael Jordan on the scoring list if he was able to do that. So basically, he can get all the way up to fifth on the scoring list by season's end if he's relatively healthy, of course. So that's always a caveat there. But Kevin Durant, 30,000 career points for him. So there you go. And then James Harden. He moves into the top 10 in career scoring, guys, in a December 6th loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves. He actually passes Carmelo Anthony. So he knocks Carmelo from the top 10 list, and he moves into there. So James Harden climbing the charts on the scoring list, reaching the top 10. So there you go. All right, guys, let us continue. Fines, guys. Let's start with the Philadelphia 76ers. No stranger to this fine. They were fined $100,000, and this is for a violation of the player participation policy when they failed to disclose, of course, who else's, Joel Embiid's status prior to a November 30th game versus the Atlanta Hawks, a game in which they lost, by the way. So, and this fine is based on their prior history in this regard. So that's why they got hit so hard. So the Philadelphia 76ers, $100,000 they have to pay for violating this policy. So there you have it. And then the Cleveland Cavaliers, they get fined $250,000 for the same thing. Violation of player participation policy, guys. The league is not playing around now as far as disclosing injuries and all the things. And they're getting it for not having Darius Garland available for a November 24th nationally televised game that was on Peacock. He wasn't available for that, but he was available the day before in a non-national game versus the LA Clippers, a game in which they won. The nationally televised game, they lost. So the league said, you know what? They're not messing around. They want their star players on the floor for nationally televised games. So, boom. I mean, they hit the Cleveland Cavaliers hard with this one. So they're not messing around, guys. So even you're going to have your players available, or you're going to keep, you know, they're not with the load management stuff. They're not. So this is a valuable lesson, a costly lesson, but there you have it. So Cleveland Cavaliers, $250,000 lighter because of violating the player participation policy. So there you have it. All right, guys, let us continue. A passing in the NBA, guys, in the NBA family. Eldon Campbell, he passes at the age of 57, guys. And he passes on December 1st, guys. He was known as the Big Easy. He was a center slash power forward. A L.A. native, guys, who played at Morningside High School. That's where he made his bones. And then he would go on to play at Clemson University. Now, Clemson has a rich history of big men as far as that goes. So he joins the tradition in that regard. In fact, while at Clemson, he was playing alongside Dale Davis, another big who played well for Clemson University there. So, he was a two-time All-ACC player, 1 year second team, then in his senior year, he was first team All-ACC. And then, guys, he played all 4 years at Clemson, and he goes into the 1990 draft, guys. In the first round, he was the 27th pick overall by the Lakers. He played for the Lakers 8.5 seasons, guys. Then he goes on to play for Charlotte for 4 seasons. And then a season and a half he spends with the Detroit Pistons. Oh, by the way, he wins a championship with them, being the backup to Ben Wallace. And then he does half-season stints with the Seattle Supersonics and with the New Jersey Nets. So, but Eldon Campbell, he passes, guys. Actually, the reports say that he drowned after a medical emergency as he was on a fishing trip. So, sad news, guys. So, we send prayers up, love and light towards the Campbell family for the passing of Eldon. And quite a few of his NBA brethren had some good things to say about him, of course. Former guard and his coach, Byron Scott. They were teammates for 4 seasons, guys. And this is what he said. I just remember his demeanor. That's why we nicknamed him Easy E. He was just so cool. Nothing speeding him up. He was going to take his time. He was just easy. He was such a good dude. I loved Easy, man. So that's what Byron Scott had to say. Cedric Ceballos, who actually grew up in the L.A. area and knew Eldon Campbell. And they played alongside each other while with the Lakers in the mid-90s. And he wrote on Instagram, "This one hurts to the bone. Grew up as kids together." So Cedric Ceballos, thinking of his friend and teammate, Eldon Campbell. So they mentioned his passing. Clemson basketball, they write on Twitter or X, "We mourn the loss of Eldon Campbell, our all-time leading scorer, All-American, and 3-time All-ACC player." Oh, so I must have missed the year. "Who passes away at the age of 57. So, yes, and while, like I said, at his senior year, he played with Dale Davis, and they had a stellar record and they produced the school's only ACC regular season title and made it to the Sweet 16. So there you have it. He also played with Horace Grant as well. So earlier in his career at Clemson. So, and his former coach had this to say, Cliff Ellis, "I am deeply saddened to learn of Eldon Campbell's passing. Eldon was a great player for 4 years, especially in 1998-99, when he was the major reason we won Clemson's only regular season championship in the ACC. He went on to a 15-year career in the NBA and won a championship." So, and then one last thing, and the Lakers, they just write, "Rest in peace, Big Easy," with prayer hands. So, yes. But, again, we send prayers up for the Campbell family with the passing of Eldon Campbell. Let us move on. Retirement, guys. Danilo Gallinari, guys. He retires from the game of basketball. And he's had an interesting career, guys. Italian-born. He played three different positions in the league. Shooting guard, which he played initially as a rookie under Coach Mike D'Antoni. He tried him out there as a rookie. Small forward and power forward. He was 6'10", guys. 230 pounds. So, able to play either forward position, guys. He started playing professional basketball at the age of 16 in Italy in 2004. In 2006, he was nominated the best Italian player for the team Etimes Pavia. And also, guys, he won bronze medals playing in the 2006 FIBA Europe Cup for players under 18 and, 2005. And then 2 years later, he would play in the FIBA Europe under 20 squad. He would play there as well. Also, guys, from 2006 to 2008, he went and played for Olympia Milano, and he was named the best player under the age of 22. He also won a three-point shootout in the 2007 Italian All-Star Game. And playing in the EuroLeague, he was named the league's rising star. Then he used an escape clause and made himself available for the 2008 draft, guys. A draft in which he went the first round, sixth pick overall by the New York Knicks. And the five picks that went before him, number one, Derrick Rose, following that, Michael Beasley, O.J. Mayo, Russell Westbrook, and Kevin Love. And in fact, only six of those guys from the 2008 draft are still playing today. Russ, Kevin Love, Brook Lopez, DeAndre Jordan, Nicholas Batum, and Eric Gordon. So, there you have it. Not too many of the 2008 guys around. So, he starts out with the Knicks. Like I said, they started him at shooting guard. Then, the following season, he put him at small forward. He played 2.5 seasons with the Knicks and was becoming a bit of a crowd favorite, although he did have back issues in his rookie season. But in his following season, he was able to be more healthy. But playing 2.5 years with the Knicks, and he was part of the blockbuster Carmelo Anthony trade that sent him to Denver. While at Denver, he played 5.5 seasons for them. He tore his ACL in April of 2013, and then he would go on to miss the following season, 2013-14 season. Also, guys, he would go on to play with the Clippers, with the Washington Wizards, also with Atlanta. He was traded from Atlanta to San Antonio in the DeJounte Murray deal. San Antonio waived him, and then he ends up signing with Boston. He never plays with Boston, guys, because, again, he tears his ACL. So he never plays with Boston. He then gets traded to Washington, guys, in a deal that would land Boston Kristaps Porzingis and thus set them up for a championship. So there you go. Then he gets traded again from Washington to Detroit. Detroit waives him after the trade. And then from there, he would go to play in Italy for a season. And while there, he actually played well. He led that team to a finals and thus winning the championship, where he was the finals MVP. But Danilo Gallinari hangs him up as far as the league goes. So there you have it. So he ends up playing 15-year career in the NBA. So Danilo Gallinari, we salute and wish you all the best in retirement, guys. So there you have it. All right, guys. So the last item before I close, GD's top five, guys. So let's get into it. At number five, creeping into number five, my New York Knicks with a record of 17-7. They get OG back, so that's good news. Bad news, though, Deuce McBride, he has a high ankle sprain, so he's going to be week to week. Tough blow for them, and he was starting to really cook for the Knicks, guys. But they're going to be without his services, so you'll see a guy like Jordan Clarkson, his minutes get ramped up. Also, a Tyler Kolek, you'll see him getting more time. So tough break for the kid, but thankfully, and that's the thing, guys, the Knicks have depth, so they're able to absorb this for the moment. So, but Knicks, my number five team on the list. Number four, the Denver Nuggets. So not much change there. They're getting strong play, of course, from the Joker. Of course, from Jamal Murray. You just heard he was player of the week. They're getting strong play off the bench from Tim Hardaway Jr. In fact, he's early in the clubhouse among those who could be in the running for Sixth Man of the Year. That's how well he's playing for them, guys. You're still without Aaron Gordon. No real timetable for him. They're saying probably after Christmas you'll see him with the hamstring injury. And remember, too, they're without Christian Brown, too. So, but they're manning the ship for the moment. But Denver Nuggets at 17-6 are my number 14. Number three, not much change here either. The Los Angeles Lakers, at 17-6. They're right now, you're getting what you're getting from the big three for them. DeAndre Ayton, like I said, he's having a solid year for them. Bench production, you need consistent bench production. You need guys like Jake LaRavia, guys like Dalton Connect, guys like Jared Vanderbilt, also Marcus Smart, Nick Smith Jr. You need production from those guys. Because in the West, you got a team like OKC with a deep bench, so you're going to have to be able to dig into your bench and get production. But the Lakers, hey, they're still amongst the top five in the league. I have them at number three. Let us continue. Number two, still holding their spot, the Detroit Pistons at 19-5. And now, guys, they're rumored to be in the running for the services of an Anthony Davis. So if the Dallas Mavericks, if they start selling off their pieces, Anthony Davis is one of those pieces that could go. I say right now, you can pull off, and the numbers dictate this, guys. You could do a Tobias Harris. You could do a Duncan Robinson, a Paul Reed, and draft picks for Anthony Davis. You can actually pull that off, and the numbers dictate that you'll be okay with that. So they're not the only suitors, though, guys. Atlanta's also in the mix to get his services as well. Toronto's in the mix. So we'll see what happens. But Detroit, if they were to get an Anthony Davis, wow, that'd really be something. But we'll see what happens. Nonetheless, Detroit number two. And then number one, who else? OKC at 23-1. Still with one loss. Now at 15-game win streak, guys. And their last win was at Utah. And that was without Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, guys. In fact, their bench went on to score 63 points for that win. That's how well they're playing, guys, where you're getting outstanding bench production. But nonetheless, OKC, the cream of the crop, the pride of the NBA, number one team in that league. All right, guys, thank you for listening. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. Episodes, clips, also my donate buttons are on that site, guys. Buy me a coffee, PayPal, Spotify donate. Also in the scroll, my Cash App, $GD, that's sports dude. Again, $GD, that's sports dude. Email the show, guys. All Things Basketball GD at outlook.com. Write the show, guys. Maybe you got some show ideas. Drop me a line and I'll read it on the show. I have no problem with that. So there you go. Also, all the podcast platforms I'm on, YouTube channel, got that going. Social media, Instagram, TikTok, some Blue Sky, some Facebook, and that's it. Thank you for listening. As always, guys, next time you hear from me, NBA Cup results, guys. I'll give you the results, who ended up winning it all, and all that entails. All right, and then also I want to talk some trade stuff too, guys. There's some stuff I've been hearing past couple of weeks, so I want to run it by you as well. So we'll talk that as well, because it'll be a light week because of the NBA Cup. So should be able to get that in. Thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.